Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Follow KNBR on Facebook. Now back to Tom Tolbert and Adam Copeland.
Tolbert and Copes.
On KNBR 104.5 and 6.8. The Sports Leader.
Sports Leader.
The 1-0 pitch. Swing. There's a drive into the gap. Right center field. Racing back into his left. Senzel still going after it. Reaches out. Makes the catch. As that one was into Triples Alley. A graveyard. Especially for a right-handed hitter. And the game, mercifully, is over.
John Miller, mercifully, the game comes to an end. Giants lose 2 of 3 to the Cincinnati Reds, the worst team in the National League. They get an off day today. I think an off day Thursday, too, as they're going to get a two-game set coming up starting tomorrow with the Detroit Tigers, who are not all that much better than the Reds. Here to talk about some of that.
Mercifully.
Ron, thank you, Ron Wotus. Ron, it's great to have you on, man. How are you?
Doing, yeah. I don't think I've ever heard John Miller ad lib like that at the end of his broadcast. That's kind of funny.
Have you, over the years, have you gotten a good opportunity to listen? I know frequently you were on the bench or in the dugout or coaching third base, but have you gotten an opportunity over the years, and especially this last year, to really take in the broadcast team?
Well, I have now. I never did in the past. You know, I heard so much about our broadcast group, how great they were, Crook and Type, my wife, my friends, everybody, and not just him, but, you know, them, but Dave and John and the rest of the gang. But this year, I watched the games out of uniform, so I listened to the broadcasts, and they're fantastic. You know, Javi Lopez was doing the game the other day. Of course, I love him. I love his humor. I think he brings some good comedy to the broadcast as well, working with Dave Fleming in Atlanta when you have tough games. But they are good. They are very good.
We could have used some comedy yesterday. That was a that was a tough one to watch. What do you make of that? Is it just, you know, it happens? But golly, just that one inning, Ron, was just brutal. Just, you know, Slater, you know, coming down on the ball, then going back on the ball, and that hurt. Couple pitches that DeSclafani made that with two strikes that were right down the heart of the plate that hurt. It just, that was a rough one.
Yeah, Tom, you're right. Look, we've had a few innings like that this year in games like that. And as you know, typically you're going to have games like that where you just flat out don't play well and you mm-hmm. get beat up. And but we're just not used to it. I mean, look, last year we won 107 games. It was almost too easy, right? And, you know, we didn't have these moments. And this year, obviously, you know, the veterans have been banged up. Injuries have really put other players in different positions and carrying bigger roles probably than they were assigned to do. And it just hasn't been gelling. I mean, it's a complete flip over last year. And I think our expectations is, you know, to play better. And the team wants to play better too. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a different year. It's a different year, as you well know. They all don't go the same.
Yeah. Talking to Ron Wotus on the UMA guest line. Ron, you were in charge of the defense for so long, and I know that's been kind of a knock on this team this year, is that they just have not played great defense. Tom pointed out one of the plays yesterday. There's also a play where Yastrzemski didn't hit the cut, kind of threw the wrong direction, and ultimately came back to hurt them. There was the play at first where Garcia didn't cover in time, and then the ball got away, and a couple runs came in to score. When you talk about improving defense in a season, like while the season's going on, how does that happen? What kind of things can you do? There's not a whole lot of off days. They've got a couple this week, but how do you improve defense within the season with the guys you've got?
Well, I think the things that you're talking about, the more the mental mistakes, that's where you got to have some real conversations and make sure you address them with the guys. You know, that's the number one thing. I mean, they all have their routines. You can get out there and take ground balls to your blue in the face, but you know, when you get in the moment, you better be focused. You better be ready for 9 innings in that moment. And when you're having lapses in concentration or doing things that are just not physical errors, those are things that take a little more conversation. You know, the other side, the physical stuff, everybody's going to do that. Everybody's going to make their errors. guys are going to go out, they're going to work, they're going to, you know, work on their game. And, you know, that's just part of it. But I think there needs to be more conversations, obviously, when things are going the way they are, and just, you know, try to pump the guys up and keep them confident. Look, Flan and I, you know, whenever you're in a rough spell like this, you know, you want to keep their confidence. We have some young players out there, even veteran players. You know, it's a grind sometimes. And when you don't play the way you're supposed to, they need support. So, you know, we tried to keep, you know, firing them up, telling them how good they are. And, you know, you play every day. Hopefully the thing will turn around and they'll start playing the way they're capable.
What do you make of a guy like Tyro Estrada, who can make some really good plays out in the field, and then some of the easier ones he doesn't make? Is that a confidence thing? Is it, obviously, skill-wise, he has the ability to make really nice plays out there. I've seen him make really nice plays at short and at second, but I've also seen him make routine plays look like they're tough plays and not come up with the play. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, that's a tough one to figure out, Tom, as you know, even in your sport. You know, there's been some routine plays, obviously, just catching a ball that he missed. You know, the one thing that I really think about is Tyro's done so good for the Giants. You know, he came out of nowhere. I mean, Farhan picked him up from the Yankees. He's basically our everyday guy. He's been playing second base every day, mm-hmm. and then he moves to short. I think some of it has to do when you're an everyday second baseman, then you have to fill in that shortstop and you're not practicing there only on the day that you're playing. You're really not prepared to play that position. But, you know, some of it may be just concentration. Playing yeah. every day is a grind. I mean, you know, it's easy to play part-time in this game, but when you got to hold down an everyday job, it's a little bit different. So the demands of the game, you know, sometimes hit you. And whether it's focus or concentration, I don't know. But I know it's very difficult to be an everyday player in this league, and he hasn't done it before.
Yeah.
Talking to Ron Wotus on the UMA guest line. I want to ask you about Mark Hallberg, third base coach. You made that jump to the third base coaching box, and I imagine there's some nerves that come with that. How long does it take before you really get your bearings? I think he's done a nice job this year. There's sometimes some questionable calls, and you wonder about a guy getting thrown out at the plate or getting caught between third and home. But you're learning outfielders. You're learning angles. You're learning how the ball plays off the wall in different stadiums. What's that learning curve like for a guy who's taking that over in his first year?
Well, it's a lot different in the big leagues than it is in the minor leagues. And fortunately for him, you know, he's done it in the minor leagues, so he has that experience. You know, for me, it's the guys that never coach third base and then are thrown into a third base coaching job in the big leagues. There's a huge learning curve there. The last 2 years, we've worked very close. He helped me with the running game stuff and the information. And also last year, if Cap got thrown out, I was going to manage the game and Mark was going to go coach third base. So Mark in spring training, I threw him out there. You know, he got to close the games on a number of times, the 7th, 8th, 9th in spring training. So he was able to get even more experience there. He's been watching the league for a couple of years, so he's got a good feel for the league at this point. But I will say this, he's very astute, and I think he's done a very nice job so far. It's not easy. As you guys know, you're going to have moments where you're darned if you do and darned if you don't. And as long as you don't get people thrown out with nobody out, you know, one out's a tough decision, you're going to have those one out guys getting thrown out and them two out guys with two outs guys getting thrown out. So I think he's done an outstanding job. He's a sharp kid. He knows what he's doing. And he's done a great job so far.
I'm glad we have you on today, Wo, because on, I think it was Friday last week, we talked to Jeremy Affa, and we were talking about ejections. I can't remember what the reason was it came up. We were talking about something that happened in baseball, and we were talking about ejections and guys getting tossed out of games. And it's funny, you just brought up that there was a situation last year where if Cap had gotten thrown out, you would go manage, and Hallberg would go to third base. We were talking to Jeremy about a game that happened, I think it might have been 2009, maybe a little bit later than that, and we were discussing Boach getting tossed, and then you got tossed, and I was sitting in the stands going, well, who the hell's going to manage the game? And it was Tim Flannery had to come over from third base and manage. You remember that game where you got tossed as the bench coach?
I remember. It was one of the funnest games I've been involved with. It's right up there with the World Series wins. Are you kidding me? The greatest line of it all, you know, Boach was trying to help Flan manage the game, you know, from the tunnel there. And I think he wanted him to pitch fit for a rebate. And Flan didn't get the message. You know, he's bearing down doing his thing, or he just didn't do it. I think maybe the timing didn't get to him quick enough. lo and behold, you know, Uribe hits a home run, we win the game.
Right.
You may have heard this story. So Boch, you know, they're good friends. You know, they're volatile. They're mad. Boch is trying to plan. The problem is you don't listen. And he goes, no, Boch. The problem is when I woke up this morning, I didn't think I'd be managing the game against the Dodgers. That's the problem.
That's a great story.
It was funny because Jeremy was telling us, he goes, Flan was so mad that he had to manage. He's like, I wasn't ready for this. I wasn't ready to manage damn ball club today. And of course, Jeremy's probably ribbing him along. You know, Jeremy. I mean, Jeremy probably any chance to rib somebody. Hey, so shifting now is commonplace. Everyone shifts now to one extent or another. How tough was it when you guys first started doing that, then you're aligning the defense, explaining to, like, the pitchers, like, because the pitchers, they still get frustrated now, and it's like, this has been going on for a long time. Pitchers should understand that it saves more than it takes away, but when you first had to do it, was it tough to tell the pitchers, like, when a ball that would normally be caught isn't because of the shift, like, this is for the betterment of the team? They probably didn't want to hear it, did they?
Oh, no. You got an hour? An hour I can explain how difficult it was? Look, I was on my own island. Look, I did the defense here forever. I mean, as long as I've been here. I used to do the outfield years ago. And, you know, looking at the information, the shifts made sense. But we had an old-school staff, you know, including Rags and Boch and, you know, and the pitching staff. And, yeah, it was very, very difficult. I mean, I went to all lengths, you know, given a defensive chat, you know, charts to Boch, telling him what I was going to do before, and Rags, trying to get Rags' input, and then also going to the starting pitchers, not all of them, but Bum and Johnny Cueto, you know, guys get forced a hitter to do something in particular. And I would go through it before the game because it was hard, because no matter how good you are at it, they could hit into 10 shifts and they just roll one through where nobody's at, and it's just that emotional response, and they can't handle it. And I don't blame them. You know, they make a great pitch. It's weak contact. There's nobody standing there. So it took a couple of years, and it depends on your individuals, before guys started buying in. And honestly, you know, some players never bought in completely.
Who was the one pitcher that if a ball just happened to barely make it to the outfield because of the shift and just kind of like a 13 hopper into the outfield, the one pitcher that you're like, oh man, I don't want to hear from him?
Well, Bum was always that guy in the mound, but you know, we got along so good that he had the utmost respect, and he didn't get too upset, you know, at the end. But you mentioned Jeremy. Can we pick on Jeremy?
Please, go ahead.
He would throw up his hands. He wouldn't understand. You know, Jeremy's never lost for words. And all I remember him is coming in the dugout, and he'd be talking a mile a minute. He'd be going, what are we doing this year? What's going on? And they said, take it easy, Jeremy. Take it easy.
Yeah, he's vocal about that. He'd say, I thought I got a ground ball, get out of the inning. He'd turn over, there'd be nobody standing at second base. He's like, what the hell happened, man?
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't blame him. I really don't. But you know, then as we did it more and more, if you're successful at it, they start to buy in. But if you're a team that is not being very good at implementing the shift, it could get ugly.
You know, it's funny, Ron, because I think Jeremy always said, he goes, why would you shift behind me? I don't even know where I'm throwing it half the time.
That's a good point.
Yeah, if I'm spiking balls on the plate, what good is that? Shifting behind me.
Let me tell you guys this, though. I mean, you know, that was the hardest thing to try to coordinate, is the pitching plan to the defense. You know, how you don't pitch to the defense. You defense how they're going to pitch. So finding out how the pitchers were going to pitch and who are you going to shift on. So basically what you have to do, you have to look at a lot of video. And if Bum's on the mound, you got to look at lefties throwing 94 hard away on the black and seeing if those left-hand hitters are going the other way if they're still hooking the ball. I mean, you have to do that. It's really time-consuming. If you just look at the plots, that's not going to get it done. Mm-hmm. You got to see what the hitter's trying to do and if he hooks those balls. And I could tell you today, in today's game, they don't really aren't concerned about the pitching plan. It's more about the numbers, the percentages, and we're not coordinating how they're going to pitch a guy entering into whether you're going to shift or not.
Well, that's great insight. Situational stuff, too, based on what the hitter is trying to do in any given at bat and at what point in the game.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Talking to Ron Wotus for a couple more minutes here on the UMA Guest Line. I want to ask you about trade deadline time, Ron, because like in my memory as a Giants fan as a kid and in the Sabian era, it seemed like no matter what was going on, and you guys were always competitive, and around deadline time, he always brought in help, whether it was a small piece like a Ricky Ledeay or it was a big player like you tried to add to the rotation like Sidney Ponsone. Giants were always active. Sabian was always adding pieces. Is there a mindset to a clubhouse this time of year, especially for a team like these Giants that are kind of a borderline playoff team? If they got another piece or two, they could be a real contender if they get into the playoffs. Is there ever a conversation between the front office and the manager? How does this go on? How do they navigate trade deadline time when you get about a month out like right now?
Well, they're always in conversation. There's no doubt about that. I mean, Cap and Farhan and Scott, you know, they're always talking. I mean, they know what they want to do and what our needs will be. I mean, we've watched the club, what, it's almost July now. So they have a real good feel for it. And it's just a matter of being able to, you know, get the piece you want without giving up the farm. I think that's the difficult part of it. And you don't see a lot of trades now. I mean, there was a lot of years where, you know, me personally as a coach, I was hoping we made a deal early, you know, to help the club. But, you know, every GM will tell you it's very hard to make deals early in the season. Nobody's in that mindset yet. They don't want to give their players up. They want to wait to the last minute, get the most value, and go down to the wire. So, you know, that's something they're thinking about. I think the most important thing is, you know, we get our health back and start moving in the right direction. Thank goodness we have the whole staff back. I know Anthony D has had a couple of rough outings, but he's been out a long time. So get him rolling, Alex Cobb, and then makes the bullpen better and the whole team better.
Did you see what happened down in Anaheim yesterday?
I didn't see it, but I know Nev was involved. It doesn't surprise me that happened. You know, he coached over here, obviously, and I should watch the video. But I know Nev pretty good, so it wasn't surprising that they had one of those, what do they call them, a brawl go on there?
Yes, exactly.
A dust-up, Ron, a dust-up.
It was old school. There's no doubt about it, Ron. I mean, they went at it for a little bit. Yeah, I was curious to get your take on it because do you think – let me just ask you this since you didn't see it, because I have no doubt it was on purpose, no doubt whatsoever based on they threw the ball went over Trout's head the night before. They'd played 8 times in 11 days because of a scheduling quirk, I guess. They played a 5-game series, which I've never seen before, in Seattle. Then they came back here less than a week later and played a 3-game series. I mean, is that like just setting these teams up for something to happen when two teams play each other 8 times within 11 days? Like, as something's bound to happen at that point, isn't it?
Oh, you got that right. I mean, come on. It's not a good recipe, especially if one team's, you know, beaten on the other team. You know how thin your patience go when you're getting your butt kicked, and if someone throws one inside or somebody gets hit, you know, you're just looking for a reason to retaliate. But yeah, I didn't see it, but you know, anytime your star player gets thrown at, and if I was a young manager in the league getting an opportunity to do it, I'd want to protect my players. I know the game has changed quite a bit today, but there's mm-hmm. still people out there believe that's the way the game's supposed to be played. I mean, you know, there's hardly many brawls in the minor leagues because they get fined, you can't throw inside, et cetera, et cetera. But there's still a lot of people that are old school that are in this game. And if Trout had one over his head, I'm sure, you know, Nev would want to make a statement.
They certainly did. We're still talking about it here in San Francisco the next day, right? Yeah.
So. I got to ask, do they have a manual? Is there a manual for each team when somebody gets thrown out? Oh, it was just a cutter that I yanked inside. I wasn't throwing at him. Or, yeah, that ball got away. Then the other team gets mad, even though he may not be throwing at him, actually. The other team's automatically got to get mad if one of their guys gets hit, whether it's on purpose or not. But it's so funny. Ron, that like the pitcher, when they ask him, I know he can't come out and say it. Oh, it was a cutter. I yanked it inside. Of course I wasn't throwing at him. It's like, please. I mean, would he plan this for fools?
I know. Well, you know, they can't give their honest opinion, as you well know. So you're right. It is kind of comical to hear the all one-liners, you know, and that's what's beautiful about baseball. You know, you stick to the simple answers, you know, what do you call them? You know, everybody, one day at a time, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, exactly.
Right away.
The
cliches. We have all of them in baseball, all the cliches. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, absolutely.
You get your nuke Lelouch on. Yeah, good Lord willing, it'll all work out, right?
And the greatest thing, Ron, was an hour before the game, Suarez was supposed to start. They brought in a opener for the game an hour before they announced that he was going to pitch. And then after he threw his first pitch, Suarez started warming up in the bullpen, getting ready to come in.
Yeah. Well, that's old school there.
Oh, that is old school. And I go, yeah, Nevin's coaching now. He's managing. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He seemed, being that he coached there, and I remember him back at Cal State Fullerton, he seems like he was fairly intense. Am I right?
Yeah, I think fairly is putting it mildly. He can be. Look, he's wanted to manage a long time. When he was here, he wanted to manage. You know, he's a good baseball guy, knows the game. Yep. You know, he has that presence. He's not shy. He's not bashful. He relates real well to the players. And I think one thing that I saw from him is he's going to protect his players as a manager. Yep. You know, he's going to do what's right for that team in the clubhouse. And you know, when we played and when he played, that went an awful long way, that group being together in the clubhouse.
Is Gabe Kapler of that same ilk with his players? Because I know Dusty Baker was that guy. I know Boach was certainly that guy. I can't speak to Felipe as much. He was more old school, I guess, having played so much longer ago. But as far as like being a player's manager, a guy who knows what it takes, the Giants have done pretty well with that at the manager spot.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Cap treats his players fantastic. I mean, you know, he's got a different style. There's certainly a different style there and how he goes about it, but he treats them like gold. He's always got their, you know, their situation in the forefront of his mind. He talks to them a lot, and he makes sure everybody's, you know, feeling okay and need are where they need to be, if there's any issues, et cetera, et cetera. No, he treats the players great, no doubt about it.
Well, Ron, it's great catching up, man. A lot of fun to have you, and it's probably been too long. We'll have to get you on again and talk more Giants baseball, maybe in about a month or so around deadline time when the Giants go and make a big splash. I think that's the hope, that they'll add some pieces here and make a run. But we'll see you out at the ballpark. Well, thanks so much.
All right, guys. Good being with you.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.